Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into the wild world of cybersecurity.
Always a hot topic.
It really is, and it's only getting more important, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So specifically, we're looking at threat modeling, which sounds a little intimidating, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it sounds very official.
It does. And for this deep dive, we're digging into some excerpts from a document about the CRISP framework.
Okay.
Specifically, section 1.10, which is all about understanding and, more importantly, applying different threat modeling methods.
Right, because knowing is only half the battle, right?
Exactly. You got to put that knowledge into action.
For sure.
So, to help us navigate this complex world, we have our expert with us today.
Happy to be here.
Now, before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's break down why threat modeling even exists.
Okay. Yeah.
Because at first glance, it might seem like, just another techie buzzword.
Right, and it's so much more than that. It's really about being proactive
Okay, I
instead of just
understand.
reacting after something bad has already happened.
So it's about anticipation, right? Like figuring out what could go wrong before it does.
Precisely. Imagine you're building a house.
Okay.
You wouldn't wait until after it's built to start thinking about security, would you?
No way. That would be a disaster waiting to happen.
Exactly. You'd want to put locks on the doors, maybe an alarm system, right? You'd want to think about potential weaknesses and address them early on.
It's like common sense for physical security, but we don't always think about it in the digital world.
And that's where threat modeling comes in. It helps us identify and address those vulnerabilities before they become real-world problems.
So it's like building that security into the design of the system from the ground up.
Precisely. It's about baking security into every step of the process rather than treating it as an afterthought.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
And that's where these threat modeling methodologies come into play. And we've got a few to unpack today.
We do, and I'm excited to get into it because I've heard of some of these, but I'll admit they sound a little intimidating.
They can sound a bit daunting at first, yeah.
So let's start with, I think, one of the more well-known ones, STRIDE.
Okay, yeah, STRIDE is a classic.
What does it even stand for? Because it's an acronym,
It
right?
is. STRIDE stands for Spoofing, Tampering, Repudiation, Information Disclosure, Denial of Service, and Elevation of Privilege.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
It is a bit of a mouthful, but each of those words represents a different category of threats.
Okay.
So spoofing is basically pretending to be someone you're not.
Right, like phishing emails.
Exactly. Tampering is about messing with data, changing it without authorization.
Okay, I see.
Repudiation is a fancy way of saying someone tries to deny that they did something.
Oh, so like covering their tracks.
Exactly. And then you've got information disclosure, which is pretty self-explanatory. It's all about unauthorized access to sensitive information.
Right, data breaches and all that.
Exactly. Denial of service is basically making a system unavailable to its intended users.
Like those website crashes you sometimes hear about.
You got it. And last but not least, elevation of privilege is when someone gains more access than they should.
So they go from like a guest user to having admin rights.
Precisely.
Okay, so it's kind of like a checklist of potential security weaknesses.
You could think of it that way, yeah. It helps you systematically think through all the different ways a system could be attacked.
And this was developed by Microsoft, right?
It was, yeah. They've been big proponents of threat modeling.
That makes sense. So let's say you're a company and you're developing a brand new app.
Okay.
How would you actually use Stride to make sure it's secure?
So you'd basically go through each of those six categories, spoofing, tampering, all of that, and ask yourself, how could someone exploit this aspect of our app?
Oh, so it's very much like a brainstorming tool.
It is. It's about asking the right questions early on, before you've even written a single line of code.
Because fixing things in the design phase is way easier than trying to patch them up later.
A million times easier. And cheaper, too. It's much more cost-effective to build security in from the ground up.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
And the great thing about Stride is that it's relatively straightforward.
Okay.
You don't need to be a cybersecurity expert to understand the basic concepts.
That's good because not everyone on a development team is going to be a security specialist.
Exactly. It's a tool that everyone can understand and use.
Okay, so Stride is our first threat modeling method. What's next?
Okay, so we've tackled Stride, which is great for pinpointing those specific vulnerabilities, right?
Right.
But what if you're dealing with a much larger system
Oh, okay.
that's something more complex than just a single app? That's where PASTA comes in.
PASTA. Okay. Another acronym, I'm guessing.
You know it. PASTA stands for Process for Attack Simulation and Threat Analysis.
Okay, that sounds a lot more involved.
It is a bit more comprehensive, for sure.
So, how does it compare to Stride?
Well, if Stride is like that trusty Swiss Army knife, great for a lot of situations.
Right.
Pasta is more like, how to put it? It's like being a high-level strategist planning a complex military operation.
Whoa. Okay, the stakes just got higher.
It's about understanding the bigger picture.
Okay, so you're thinking about the entire battlefield, not just one little skirmish.
Exactly. Pasta takes into account things like governance, who's making the decisions, operations, how things are running day to day, and the overall architecture of the system.
So it's not just about the technology itself, but also the people and processes involved.
Exactly. It's about understanding the whole ecosystem.
Okay, I see. So how would you actually use Pasta in a real-world scenario?
Good question. Let's say you're responsible for the security of a whole company.
Okay.
You've got multiple departments, tons of different systems, all interconnected.
Right, like a big tangled web.
That's a great way to put it. Pasta helps you untangle that web and see the bigger picture.
Okay, so you can identify the most critical areas to focus on.
Exactly, and prioritize your resources effectively.
Because you can't tackle everything at once.
Right, you got to be strategic about it.
So Pasta is about taking a step back and looking at the whole picture, where Stride is more about those specific vulnerabilities.
That's a great way to summarize it.
Okay, so we've got Stride for the details and Pasta for the big picture.
Yep. Those are two very powerful tools in our cybersecurity arsenal.
I like that. But we've got one more to cover, right?
We do. And it's a good one. Dread.
Dread. Okay, that sounds ominous.
Yeah, it definitely has a certain ring to it.
It does. What does it stand for?
Dread stands for damage, reproducibility, exploitability, affected users, and discoverability.
Okay, so this one seems to be focused more on the impact of a potential threat.
You got it. See, we can use Dread to assess the severity of threats we've identified using other models, like Stride or Pasta.
So it's like a threat rating system.
Exactly. We assign scores to each of those Dread factors for each threat.
Okay, so a higher score means a scarier threat.
That's right. It helps us prioritize, so we're focusing on the most critical vulnerabilities first.
Right, because you're not going to worry about a leaky faucet if the house is on fire.
Yeah. Exactly. You've got to tackle the most urgent threats first.
So Dread helps us categorize those threats and figure out which ones need our immediate attention.
Exactly. It brings some much-needed organization to the whole process.
I bet. Because cybersecurity can feel pretty overwhelming.
It definitely can. There's so much to consider.
This has been incredibly helpful so far.
Glad to hear it.
We've covered Stride, Pasta, and Dread, three very different but equally important approaches to threat modeling.
Each one brings its own strengths to the table, right?
Right. And it sounds like the best approach might depend on this specific situation.
Absolutely. If you're short on time and need a quick assessment, Stride can be a great starting point.
Okay.
But for a more complex system, Pasta might be the way to go.
And then Dread helps us prioritize those threats once we've identified them.
Exactly. It's about using the right tool for the job.
So as we wrap up, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember about threat modeling?
I think the most important thing is to remember that this isn't just a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process. The threat landscape is constantly evolving, so we need to evolve with it.
So it's not like you do threat modeling once and you're good forever.
Unfortunately not. It's about staying vigilant, constantly learning and adapting.
And always being one step ahead of those who are trying to do harm.
Precisely.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you taking the time to break down these complex topics.
Of course. Happy to help.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us for another deep dive.
Keep those cybersecurity questions coming.
And remember, stay curious out there.
Oh.